It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, the nation of Russia was mentioned numerous times. Our focus on Russia's involvement in the Middle East. Could this be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled? I'm going to answer that question in just a moment. But let me remind you about our broadcast partners who brought valuable information to the table for us to consider as we look at the prophetic scenario found in God's Word and how current events may well be setting the stage for these prophetic events to actually be fulfilled. We talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. He related to us about the Russian warships moving into the Mediterranean. This is a very significant move being made by Russia as they want to once again become a superpower. Russia's also involved in selling to the Syrians, Bashar Assad and his regime, some S-300s, the ground-to-air anti-aircraft missiles, and some ship killers. This is very interesting information. You need to hear what Ken has to say about this. Winky Medad gave us our Middle East news update. We spoke of Prime Minister Netanyahu meeting with President Putin there in Russia. Did not accomplish what the Prime Minister wanted to do. He wanted to stop the sale of S-300 missiles to Syria. Doesn't look like that did happen. The Prime Minister also warning Syria not to retaliate. If Israel has to take out some type of weapon of mass destruction, Syria had better not retaliate or they'll take down Bashar Assad. Itamar Marcus, Palestinian Media Watch is his organization, his team, always monitoring the Palestinian media, the electronic and the print media. And we talked about Nakba Day. Nakba is the Arabic word for catastrophe. And of course, on May the 15th, which is the celebration of the Jewish people becoming a nation among the nations of the world, the Palestinians consider that a catastrophe, and for the last 65 years, and they have continued their armed struggle to try to brain down the Jewish state, annihilate the Jewish people in the Middle East. Dr. Rob Congdon, we talked about the Church of Scotland, who had issued a statement against the Jewish state of Israel. Basically, it was replacement theology. Rob and I had a very interesting conversation about replacement theology. You need to eavesdrop on that conversation. Be sure to go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and go to PTRN. There you can listen to all the interviews that I've done with our broadcast partners on this Prophecy Today weekend program. Jim Jr. talked about the importance of the Passover and the Passover Seder. I loved his illustration of how he, as a coach, would coach his team and Jesus as the coach of the disciples, doing that same thing in the upper room there at that Passover Seder just before he was crucified the next day. And Dr. John Whitcomb, with his knowledge, with his sweetness, his love for people, coming to these microphones and exhorting parents to be sure to start teaching your children about creation. He and I both agreed those first 12 chapters of the book of Genesis are key for every doctrine we're going to have as it relates to Christianity. Go listen to not only Dr. John Whitcomb, learn from him, parents, how you have a responsibility to teach your children about creation. But here are the other broadcast partners as well. And do me a favor, go tell a friend. They can go to prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and hear these very important conversations. Well, now let's get back to Russia and their ever-increasing role in the Middle East. First, let me talk about the biblical base for Russia. You have to go all the way back to the book of Genesis, chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Let me just step back another chapter to chapter 9, verse 1. Remember, after the flood recorded in Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8, God told Noah, I want you to be fruitful, I want you to multiply, and I want you to repeople the earth. Well, that's exactly what they do in Genesis chapter 10. It's a record of at least the beginning of obedience to God's plan. And the first son looked at is Japheth. In chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, Japheth has some boys. One of those sons is named Magog. Now, he's a grandson of Noah, son of Japheth. It says in verse 5 that he taught his family, after he raised his family, he taught them a new language, and he went to establish a nation. And you know where he went? Biblical, geographical, historic information tells us he went north of the Caspian and Black Sea to a piece of real estate to establish a nation. Actually, nations were established 4,500 years ago, right after the flood. Oh, by the way, where Magog went, that's modern-day Russia. And that is the development of this nation. That's what God told them to do. That's exactly what they did do. Again, nations established 4,500 years ago. Well, with Magog going to north of the Caspian and Black Sea, establishing the modern-day state of Russia, that gives us the historic background. But what about the prophecy? Magog will lead a group of nations against Israel, a coalition that will come together. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. Gog in the land of Magog will join with every other nation that's mentioned. I'll not take the time to look at the other nations, but indeed the leader will be Magog. One of those nations, verse 5 of Ezekiel 38, is Persia. And until 1936, what we know as Iran today was referred to as Persia. In fact, the Iranians speak the Persian language. Remember, Russia gave the technicians to Iran for the purpose of developing that nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Over in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, it talks about the king of the north. Now, geographically, that would be modern-day Syria, and we get that from early on studying chapter 11, starting there in verse 5. So the king of the north will make the first move to go against the Jewish state of Israel as this alignment of nations comes to try to destroy the Jewish people. Remember, Russia has a great involvement in Syria. We talked about that with our broadcast partners. 30,000 Russians in Syria today. The Russian Navy, it's docked there at the ports. The Russian Navy moving into the entire Mediterranean. The Russians sold the S-300s, that's an anti-aircraft missile system, to the Syrians. Israel is very much opposed to what was taking place. The prime minister tried to stop that sale, was unsuccessful in doing that, but he did say to the Syrians, you retaliate if we try to take these things out, and we're going to take Bashar Assad out of power. The Russians with warships in the Mediterranean setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Again, I remind you, Syria makes that first move to come against the Jewish state of Israel. That's Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. You know, when we look at the players, Iran, Russia, Syria, wow, the stage is indeed set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But before all of these prophecies are fulfilled, the next thing to happen is the rapture. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet of God sounds, we're caught out of here to be with him in the heavenlies. By the way, that rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.